What if Ghostface crawled back out of the 2000s with a grudge and a burner phone? Welcome to the chaotic return of Scary Movie 6, mate.
Hey, it's Vixie Steele feeling feisty today. Crank the volume because I've got opinions and limited patience. Let's get into it.
All right, basics first before I start throwing chairs. Scary Movie, colloquially Scary Movie 6, is the latest parody horror comedy in a franchise that refuses to stay dead. It dropped in June 2026 in the States, with Paramount distributing under a first look deal with Miramax. It premiered in June 2026 at the Paramount Theatre and went wide later that month. Miramax financed the whole circus, budget around $30 million. The Wayans clan is back in the driver's seat after years away. And yes, people are calling it Six, so we don't confuse it with the 2000 original. Unbelievable, but not surprising. Who made this chaos? Director Michael Tidds. Script by Marlon Wayans, Sean Wayans, Keenan Ivory Wayans, Craig Wayans, and Rick Alvarez. Ugly Baby Productions steering it with Marlon and Alvarez. Jonathan Glickman at Miramax backed the budget. Neil H. Moritz was attached early when Miramax flashed the announcement at CinemaCon in April 2024. The casting leans hard into nostalgia. Anna Faris is back as Cindy Campbell, Regina Hall as Brenda Meeks, Marlon and Sean as Shorty Meeks and Ray Wilkins. That's the core people wanted. Still, there's new blood sprinkled in so the film can lampoon legacy sequels while cashing in on them. Half clever, half marketing. Timeline-wise, the early era was pure Wayans anarchy. Then 3 through 5 swerved Zucker style. Now the Wayans return after 17 years, trying to recapture the unhinged pop culture blender from the first two. They call it a spiritual sequel. They tease a rebootquel. I swear, every studio buzzword is just a fig leaf for we want new fans without scaring the old ones. Rebootquel means this. It continues continuity, drags legacy characters back, but pretends to be a fresh start. Clear as mud, right?
Plot skeleton. Cindy Campbell went full doomsday prepper. A recluse with booby traps and overkill protocols, parodying that traumatized survivor trope from modern Halloween. Her daughters, Tuesday and Sarah. Tuesday gets attacked during a horror movie cold open. Sarah and her boyfriend Jack push Cindy to prepare for Ghostface's return. Meanwhile, Doofy Gilmore, the former sheriff in the first film's twist, is pardoned after January 6th and asked to help spot the new killer. Then Ghostface guts him anyway. That's the tone. Real-world shock stapled to meta jokes. You'll either laugh or groan so hard your ribs hurt. The movie floors it through modern horror landmarks. Parodies of Get Out, Nope, Longlegs, Heretic, Sinners, Scream 2022 and Scream 6, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Halloween 2018, Smile, Megan, The Substance, Weapons, plus nods to Jason Voorhees, Leatherface, Ma, Wednesday and That Heart Eyes Killer. There's even a controversial Terrifier 3 riff and a mall bomb gag that was reportedly pulled, then trimmed and stuck back in. I'm not shocked. Scary Movie has always danced on the line and then kicked the line in the crotch. Cameo chaos. Anthony Anderson shows up as himself, Shaquille O'Neal too, Kai Cenat, Tiana Taylor, quick hit jolts meant for social clips. Kenan Thompson plays Michael Jackson in a parody of the 2026 biopic Michael, reviving an old series bit with a new face. Gale Hailstorm reconciles with Doofy, then gets injected with the stuff by Ghostface, and an alternate self, Tiffany Wilson from White Chicks, gets offed. Cross-brand parody, maximum mayhem, minimum subtlety.
Kills to remember, if you're into tally sheets. Greg and his son Jess, gone. Doofy, gone. Brad, gone at a party. Day, Brenda's kid, murdered on the subway in a scene that pokes the hornet's nest about wokeness discourse. The movie loves to stir rather than resolve. Then the unmaskings go full Russian doll. Jack and Val try to hijack the franchise from the legacy crew. Then they get outplayed by Anthony Anderson and Shaq in Ghostface robes. And finally, the big swing. Shorty and Ray, the goofball icons, are Ghostfaces too, holding a grudge because Scary Movie 3 and 4 rolled on without them. Meta as hell, mate.
And the endgame is darkly funny.
Cindy and Brenda get spared, but when Tuesday and Sarah suggest the next gen leads the charge,
the Legacy Four tie them up and leave them to burn. Nobody is taking the franchise from us. That is the line. It turns IP control into a slasher scene. Hollywood, are you taking notes? Because that is exactly how your boardroom feels. Minus the literal arson, hopefully.
Important people behind the curtain. Marlon Wayans pushed this return after words from his dad, Howell Wayans, before he passed. That personal shove put the band back together. Rick Alvarez co-writes and produces. Michael Tidds has worked with Marlon before, so the shorthand is tight. Shot quickly at Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta in October to November 2025, then grabbed some April 2026 pickups to chase new targets like Sinners, Weapons, and Michael. Editor Jonathan Schwartz cuts like a drummer on double kick. Composer Haim Mazar drops a 29-track score album on release day. Needle drops include Lizzo featuring Sexy Red, Stella Cole, Aaliyah's Interlude, Big Boss Vet, Jeff Barry and Janae Dubois, and Chris Patrick. It's a collage, sonically and comedically. Business beats. Paramount bumped the release up a week in March 2026 after the teaser went wild on Instagram. Opening projections were in the mid-40s to 50 from about 3,400 theatres with 7.7 million in previews. Then word of mouth hit a speed bump, cinema score at C+. Critics largely say the jokes are thin and the meta is familiar. Variety's Owen Gleiberman wanted sharper targets. Hollywood Reporter's David Rooney liked the opening and said it slides downhill. The Guardian's Jesse Hassinger lands at 2 out of 5. Empire's Kim Newman also 2 out of 5, calling the last 10 minutes almost funny. IndieWire's Alison Foreman hands a C+ and throws flowers at Anna Faris for carrying scenes. Respect where it's due, Anna is still a killer lead. Now the fight everyone has. Is it a reboot, a sequel, or that cursed rebootquel in the middle? My take? It's a sequel in a reboot's jacket. Nostalgia heavy, shameless about it, and occasionally savage. Hollywood loves recycling. Call me when people grow a spine and greenlight 10 weird originals with this same budget. The plot is a blender set to pulverize. And yeah, sometimes that is the joke, sometimes it's a cop-out. The shock value moments, the mall sequence trimmed, then kept, the January 6th pardon gag, the non-binary subway kill beat that will tick off everyone for different reasons, make this movie a magnet for bad faith arguments. I can already hear the think pieces. Jesus Christ.
Look, when it hits, it slaps. The Cindy Bunker paranoia is gold, the treadmill of cameos can be fun, and the final turf war over franchise ownership is on the nose in the best way. But when it misses, it's just reference soup. I do not need a checklist of every trending horror if you have nothing new to say. Give me a sharp blade, not a rubber chicken.
Quick tangent, because chaos triggers memories. Years ago, I'm on live radio, Friday night, phones lit. Some local politician's aide storms the studio uninvited, thinks he can hijack my segment with talking points. I mute the board, look this suit in the eyes, and say, "Sit down or get out." He doubles down. So I throw the mics open and ask callers, should we let him read his script or make him freestyle? The city roasted him for 10 minutes. He panicked, blurted out something about a parking meter conspiracy, then ran. Live chaos is funny until it's not. When you're juggling knives on air, you either land the trick or bleed on the carpet. That is this film, juggling knives. Some land, some cut deep.
Bloody hell, just talking about it has got me riled up. Scary Movie 6, you chaotic mess. You beautiful, aggravating, loud mess. Do I recommend it? If you grew up on the first two and you want the Wayans back doing unfiltered parody, go. If you need pinpoint satire, you might bounce. I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. Studios, stop hiding behind buzzwords. Commit to a point of view, or at least make the jokes cut cleaner.
final word.
The Wayans coming back after 17 years means something. You can feel the old spark even when it flickers. The franchise gatekeeping ending is brutal and true. Hollywood would set the room on fire before handing the keys to the kids. And the audience, you are smarter than Scattershot. Demand better. As for Scary Movie 6, half riot, half rerun. Sometimes hilarious, sometimes hollow. And by the last 5 minutes, I was grinning and yelling, "That's what I'm talking about," then muttering, "Fix your shit. Fucking hell, I need a drink."
All right, that's enough of this madness.
Come back tomorrow for more Truth Amplified with Vixie Steele. There, now you know better.